Those who claim we are destroying the earth once claimed there were people destroying their God. Those who claim all religions are the source of ills once claimed that all godless were the source of illness. Beware the benevolent trends. They destroy the forest before the medicines even get a chance to first grow. Beware those who claim why the creations have become less bountiful. Beware those who call you thief, that the gate was opened like a mugging and the green stolen denied now to you forever for the crime. Beware of the word misused, reused, or recycled. Beware of those who deny new language to invoke change. They drain the waters as they always have. Beware any who claim ownership of language. Beware those who say beware. Be aware of words used, the poetry of linguistics, not the logic of the false critics and mystics. Mind the gap between age, ages, and so-called sages. Not all explorers are courageous or wise. Experience is often wasted on the inexperienced. Be bold enough to welcome the return of authority. Beware the blamers, for they are the victims of another age's benevolence. Give them soulful pity, but no mercy. Assume that not only the survivors survive. Beware the anointed victims. Beware the music induced, not introduced, and received in the slow dose of ordinary perception. No one knows the mind, mindful or empathic, unless they know their own. Pay them no mind until you've learned your own. No one can walk in anyone else's shoes until they've walked in their own. Beware those who elevate empathy above kindness. Beware those that say silence is always golden, or it speaks more than words can say, or talk is best done slow, for they never knew the unleavened word. They were the keepers of the grandest inquisitor's tools, too horrific to word, left to the world of the wordless. Beware those that choose by committee. Beware the children of democracy. Beware those left to create with only excuses made for creation and call that art. Beware the time when musicians or games are heard and seen only in solitary boxes and not shared between people. Joy shouldn't be contained or created with false friends, for that is a fest of famine, obeying a vegetable law. Beware those who value introversion more than solitude. Beware those who long to be numb. Beware those that say you must understand that you will not or never be understood. Beware those who don't have the conditions to suffer, for they will strip yours away and demand thanks for it. Beware the ones who teach well, but were not taught well, for they don't know the value in the safety they've shown you in self-reliance. They will never see their hands relocating the chains from themselves back onto you. Be aware, for they will betray the law of lessons. Beware the promise of free love, for it is the most costly of deceptions, without even an offer made to partner Dionysus with Apollo. No manner of manners will save, no loving will ever serve, when everyone is free to choose slavery.